email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Charlotte Regan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Ray Darcy. How are
1998, does that mean anything to you?
Oh, were you 1998, born? Of course it does. I mean, everything you were listing there, I think everybody is going, oh my God, C'est la vie was that song that just wouldn't go away. And obviously the World Cup with David Beckham getting sent off and everything that spiralled out of that, he wasn't really that well known at the time. But I also remember the clamping thing big time. My uncle Paul, who is now up in Howth in a rest home, took the clampers to court one of those really strict clampings and won.
Was
on the cover of the Herald
with
the two victory fingers in the air.
When being on the cover of the Herald was a big thing.
It was a big deal.
Because it was an evening paper, remember that?
Oh God, it was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that, like 98 really, I think a lot of fellas haven't left the 90s.
I was going to say that with your denim jacket.
I bloody love the 90s. Yeah. Like it was the last time, Ray, Noel Gallagher talked about it in that documentary they made. The last time we were at things when we weren't trying to be somewhere else. We weren't trying to film
it later.
To a show, you were at the show.
You were there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't need a pouch.
And it's odd because nobody knew about that expression. Most people didn't know about that expression, being present. But we were.
Yeah.
Just, we were being present.
You had no option.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were, yeah. Nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Great to be here.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a very busy man. How many podcasts have you gotten to go? 15, is it?
3 different podcasts on the go.
Yeah.
One with my wife, which is called Honey, You're Ruining Our Kid.
Yeah.
One with Marion McKeown, which is now leading up to the US presidential election called Irishman in America. One with Sonia O'Sullivan, which is all about running. And of course, the Irishman abroad.
That's 4.
Yeah, that's 4.
You said 3.
I said 3. Jeez, I must have forgot to put out a podcast today. No, it's mad because that's obviously only one half of my life. Because the rest is
your little cottage industry there when it comes to the podcast. And then, of course, the stand-up is flying.
Yeah, all thanks to Instagram and TikTok.
Right. Yeah, it seems to have revolutionised comedians' lives.
Yeah,
why is that? Will you explain that to our listeners?
If you remember, you talk about 1998, you need to get on the telly. That was it. How do you get on the telly? Now everyone's their own station. Everyone's got their own channel. And if you put your stuff up there, the algorithm will find the people that like it. And that's pretty much what's happened to me. I've been doing this stuff for 20 years.
Yes.
I'm on the bus with you.
Yes, we'll talk about that
in a moment. We'll talk about that in a bit. But I've been doing comedy 20 years. And I guess this thing started putting my own stand-up up there. That started being well received. And then you kind of adjust to what it is. Like the Instagram and TikTok are like a funnel that you have to kind of get your comedy to go down that tube.
Right.
And I guess that's the kind of the little reels that are about Irish mammies or parents and raising kids and that.
And they're the ones that are really caught the imagination, the Irish mammy.
Amazing. Realising that I started out doing them as Irish mammy, you know, very much now. I don't know where you got the idea for that haircut, that kind of attitude, right? And then you get all these messages from people in India, Australia, South Africa going, this isn't just Irish mammies. They're all at it.
Now,
Jewish mammies.
Is your mammy a sort of a middle class mammy or a working class mammy?
I'd like to leave my own mother out of this if you wouldn't mind. Look, my mother definitely speaks with that tone. I'm not a fan of that haircut.
Right.
I really don't know why you must do this to your hair every time. And you know, it comes from a place of love.
Yes. Yeah,
but they can be withering in the put downs. And I think sometimes a lot of these reels that I'm putting up need to come with a trigger warning, particularly when it comes to grandparents coming in and spoiling your kids when you remember how tough they were on you.
Yes,
that's the one. This reel has really blown up the last week.
So it's because that's what happens. They know if they're spending time with granny or granddad, they're going to get extra sweets, don't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. What? Why wouldn't you give them some Coca-Cola? They need the energy to be playing, for God's sake. Yeah. When you know well, your father said to you, that stuff's poison.
Yeah.
It's not coming into this house. You'll be hopping off the walls. Half of it is that they give them the Coke and then they buzz off.
Of course.
They're in the car. Anyway, we have to go now.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the devilment of it. You'll be doing it yourself. I'll look forward to doing it. I think they feel bad. Part of it is they feel bad.
And why? Some
of them, because they're probably very strict in the
80s. Yes, like, yeah.
Somebody put a message under one of them and said that she came home and her father had the kids riding their bicycles around the house and he said the wheels were clean. But you can remember getting one spot of my waddy on the carpet and being told that's coming out of your pocket. Funny.
Yeah, it's because my dad, my late dad, like he had a lovely relationship with my son Tom. Mm-hmm. Like it was a beautiful relationship. you know, better than he would have had with any of us.
Lovely.
Yeah. And yeah. It's that thing that
that's
they're
special.
Yeah. Because there's none of the hassle.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of the discipline involved. It's all,
the
it's fun, all good. It's
none
all the
of
good
the stress.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we look forward to doing it ourselves.
So you've a new show in the, it's a work in progress, is it?
Well, three tours on the go at the moment,
right.
Ray.
Five podcasts, three tours, a child, a wife.
Yeah. The first is Your Man, which is the show that I toured all last year and went to the Olympia for 6 nights. And that we're going to finishing that off with a trip around America. So we're Boston, Chicago, and New York. That's all sold out. And that's going to be the end of that.
That's
and then
great.
We release that special. Yeah. There's the work in progress to get the new show, which is called In Bits, and that's coming to the Three Olympia in January. But you got to get it there, right? You've got to, you know, bands record, something happens, makes an album in the studio. Comedians make it on stage. Like, you need an audience to know if this is going to work. So we went around the smallest, nicest theatres I know in Ireland to construct the new show. Tonight I'm in Dundrum, Ballybuffet, the Baller tomorrow. It's coming together.
It's busy.
Coming together, but that's the only way to put it together.
Yeah, now, I just remembered when I was reading through it that it's about 20 years ago. So you were in a bus parked outside the Montrose Hotel about 400 metres from here.
When you say it like that, it sounds like it was just me in it.
Yeah, no.
You were in a bus.
Yes, no.
Telling jokes to yourself.
No. No, we had this competition way back and it was for new comedians.
Yes.
And you got to the final, didn't you?
I did, indeed.
Did you come third or
I
second?
I have no
or?
Idea. I liked
Maeve Higgins was in it as well.
I like to think this is the great thing about things not being well documented from them. You can say anything happened. That I think I won it.
You may have won it.
I was the champion.
I thought there was a guy from Kilkenny won it, and you're from Kildare.
He did,
I know
the
that.
Kilkenny lad, as I remember, he motivated a huge audience in Kilkenny because it was all text message votes.
Aha, right.
As was
that's,
the way.
That's your version of events.
Converted bus. I can remember it was a show. It was a theatre bus.
Yes, that's what it was. It was sort of gig bus, it was called, or something like that. It had
a
built-in PA. You know,
you made us ring in and perform stand-up down the phone.
Yes.
To get our spot.
Different, very quaint when you think about it.
Ah, yeah. Honestly, I do have you to thank on some level for, you know, getting there. Look,
well, if you really do, just a small percentage of your earnings.
Just a small percentage, of course. Like, just 10% of the merch.
No, 2% will do me. 2%, 2% across everything. Podcast, stand-up, merch.
I did congratulate you when I walked in here to the welcome you to the Hall of Fame, the Edinburgh Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Yeah. But like these little things that you've done for people over the years are the whole reason that's happening. It's not just sticking around.
Right. Listen,
rejecting the compliment like an Irish man.
Yes. Yeah. You mentioned. Yeah. You mentioned your son earlier on, and he's the subject of your podcast with your wife, I presume. He's 13.
Yeah, he's not the subject
is
per
he
se.
No, but right. I know.
You can probably crack the code if you listen to it.
Yes,
but
it
is a bit.
And
difficult.
How is he? 13 is a difficult enough age.
He is an unbelievable lad,
is
I'd
he?
Have
right.
to say. If you think about what he has to put up with. Like, I took him from his life in London and said, you're going to secondary school here. I mean, the adjustment to that, you either produce a diamond or an absolute tearaway. And I'm delighted to say he is a diamond. But it's fair to say he's pretty fatigued by the life in entertainment. Another theatre, another trip to RTE. You know, I understand it. My dad was a racehorse trainer, and I was at race courses all over Ireland every weekend. And I feckin' hated going to the races as a result. I'm trying to have a situation where he doesn't mind going to the shows. But look.
But you probably wouldn't encourage him to follow a career in showbiz.
I will get behind whatever he's into.
Of
I'm
course,
sure you're the
yes.
same way.
Yes,
if he
yes,
wants him,
yes.
I doubt he will, but I think he's more brains than me.
Does he? Right, you're a very bright man.
That's a very nice compliment.
You're a very bright man.
More brains than you,
Jared. Bright man, yeah.
Not possible.
Yeah, because 13, I suppose the fact that you're saying it on the radio, you'd have to be careful about what you say about him. So it's In Bits is coming to jigsaw.com. That's your website.
That's my website,
jigsaw.com. I was just thinking there, because your big podcast, very successful, An Irish Man Abroad. You've been home for 2 years. So do you need to change the title? Or
it's mostly now it's interviewing people who are abroad.
Oh,
and
right.
With all the travelling that's coming with the touring, I'll be doing those interviews while I'm away.
Right, okay.
And,
okay.
Yeah, so a lot of the show is about adjusting to coming home, really. So if people are coming to see In Bits, the new show, and they liked Your Man, it's a brand new hour of stand-up and kind of the continuation of that show and that journey from what we've what we're living through over here at the moment.
Yeah. Well, great to see you.
Brilliant.
I'm delighted to hear you're doing so well with everything. Jarlath Regan, 2% is fine. I'll get the contract drawn up, and my people will talk to your people.
Thank you
quick
so
commercial
much.
Break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.